Simon Zion, Siftes, Chedusha Rebbe Kiveger. With regard to the Psule Dayonim, says Rebbe Kiveger, that if there's Nimsa Echle and Kor of a fossil, the entire Bezdin is fossil. So we have it in the Chedusha Rebbe Kiveger, as well as in the Piskei Tshuva in Sif Koton Chof Beis. The Piskei Tshuva also quotes the Rebbe Kiveger and has another interesting Shaila. A case where there was a Bezdin that needed, they were having a Gvias Eidus, there were two people, and they wanted a third, so they sent the Bezdin Shamus to go and call somebody, and apparently they only told them the last name, and the Shamus went and they called two brothers, and they didn't know what to do about it, so they had a Psahamtsur. They told each one separately that they are being Mitzarif him, but they really decided to be Mitzarif one, not to be Mitzarif the other. It's an interesting Shaila in the Nims Echad Mehem Korah Veposa. The source of the halacha is the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Seder, Perek Tezvav, Halacha Hey. The Mishnah Lamelech quotes a Tshuvas Maharchash as well as a Ritva in Yevamos. Those are the shittas that say explicitly that Nimsech HaKor V'Posel isn't only a psul in Eidos, but a psul in Dayonim as well. Rashi Yevomis Daf Kuf Dalid Omid Beis, the Mishnah holds the base of Begimel of Nims Echvim Kor V'Posel, says the Mishnah Chlitzos Apsulo, it's a Chlitza Psulo, it'll answer for the Achim, but it doesn't, it's not Mater Herlishuk, says Rashi, that if it was Chlitza Bebeis a Gimel, even if there were Gimel, if one of them is Apostle, Hoder Havuluhu Shnaim, so we're left without a Bezdin. The Mashmois of Rashi is clearly that the Psul is because we're missing the third Dayan. If you would have had four or five in Nimsech HaKor V'Posel, it would have been not Tiskayim Edus Bishar, but Tiskayim Hadin Bishar, you'd have a Bezdin Kosher. This is the Rashi that the Achronim quote as saying that he maintains there's no Din of Nimsech of Mehem Kor V'Posel in Dayonim. Agav, I don't want to talk about it, but there's the Sheol Meshis, Madur Tinyon Achelik Beisim and Dalit. He tries to refute the Raya from Rashi, explains Rashi in a different way, to make Rashi be maskim with the sheet in Rishonim, the Nims Echadim Korav Apostles, the Psul and Dayonim as well. There is, however, a Rivosh, Chuvis Rivosh Simon Tov Yud Gimel, based primarily on the Rashi, who says that there is no din of Nims Echad Korav Apostle in Dayonim. So there is a sheet that holds there's no din of Nims Echad Korav Apostle in Dayonim. Sorry? I'll come to later. In order. Now, the first problem. The Rishonim that hold is the Din of Nims Echovim Kor V'Posel and Dayonim. Where do you find it? I mean, yeah, it's very nice. We have a Kiveger, we have a Mishnah Melech who quotes a Machash and a Ritva, but where did all these Rishonim get the halacha of Nims Echovim Kor V'Posel and Dayonim? The Psukim are Psukim in Avis. Al-Pishnayim in Avishloishayim, Yochum Dover, Kiosishnayim, Nims Echovim Kor V'Posel. So Shloishav, it's a Psul in Avis. Where do you find a Psul in Dayonim of Nims Echovim Kor Apostle, where's a mocker for all of this? Once I began looking for the source of a psul of Nimsech of Korv Apostle and Dayonim, some Chabisim is good kavar. I discovered that the source for all the psulei Dayonim is far from clear. If you take the two sugyas in, let's put that aside for a moment. The shaila of where do we have a source in Nimsech HaKor V'Posel. A second kasha. The second kasha is based upon the sugi in Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that when Rav Acha Breid Rav Iki Midrais Yochid Mumchi is kosher, but Midrabonon you need three. Says the Gemara because of Yishvei Kronos. Says the Gemara and Bak Otu Betlosa Loi Havi Yishvei Kronos. And says the Gemara Yefshir Lesguhu Chad the Gomer. If you have three, then one of them will have to be a Gomer. If you take the Gemara Kipshuta, Kenegat Rishonim, the Gemara is giving you a statistical probability. If you have three, you're presumably going to have one of them who is a Gomer. And that was the Takonos Chazal. The Takonos Chazal was that Gimel Hedyotis is kosher, and the Svora underlying the Takonos was presumably there'll be a Chad, the Gomer. Once you come to the Rosh in Sanhedrin and the Ramon, the beginning of Simon Gimel, you see the Ferish Lehepeth. that you require that at least one of them be a gomir, and if one of them is not a gomir, the bezdin isn't kosher. The Takanos Chazal was that there be bedafki one who is a gomir, and the purpose of getting three is so you will satisfy the requirements of the takona. If you have three, then you will have one who is a gomir, and if the mikra turns out that there is no one who is a gomir, then the bezdin is in reality a bezdin that's kosher. So you see, first of all, in the Rosh, that there is a requirement that one be a gomer. In Tosfos, you see more than that. Tosfos in Gimel Allah says that somebody who is not, it's not just that Chazal were makshir Gimel Hajotis. The Rosh tells us you need one who should be a gomer. And Tosfos says, an ainli gomer, even after all of these takonis, an ainli gomer remains apostle. And Tosfos says, that Tosfos dainu shalzeh, akoi shebesuria, that means he can passel because he has been Messias apostle. And who are the akoi shebesuria? The akoi shebesuria is somebody who is an ainli gomer. So this leads directly to the kashi of the Shar HaMishpat and the Tzoyz. They ask the kashi, if so, whenever you have a bezdin of gimel and only one of them is a gomir and the other two are inam gemiri, so you have two ksulim, and it should be no worse than nimsa echad korev apostle. If nimsa echad mehem korev apostle, the entire bezdin should be bottle. The Shar HaMishpat himself brings a raya from this kashi to the shita of the Ramah. The Ramah says, lahaloche, you require that all three should be gemiri. And therefore, says the Shar HaMishpat, the Ramah, what was the Ramah's hechrich? His hechrich was this kashi, because otherwise there'll be a psul of nimsa echad mehem korav eposel. Either Gemara, the Gemara says, that you need three because the Yeshua blessed who had to come here. So the Shar HaMishpat says in Upshat in the Gemara, he says that if you require a Chad de Gomir, and Yev should less to Chad de Gomir is because they made a takone, they refused to say To, lo yishalmu, To is yishalmu. Memele, nobody will sit unless there's a Gomir because you need somebody to tell them what Allah is. They know they're in a Gemiri. They may end up paying money, so they will look for a Gomir. That's what they accomplished by making the halacha to Yishalmu. To Yishalmu, they're going to have to look around for a gomir to teach them a little kashya mishpat. They shouldn't ask in the din incorrectly and be called upon to pay. Once you have to have one gomir, this gomir knows the halacha. He knows the din himself is very possible. He knows the shitas of the Rishonim that hold it's possible. He was makriya according to those Rishonim. So in the Mele, he won't sit with others unless they are gemiri. So we eliminate the amaratzim by requiring one who's a gomir. Once we have one who's a gomir, he memele will refuse to be mitzurif to a bezdin that are not all gemiri. Memele, we will end up with three gemiri. So that's the sheet of the Ramah. And what about all the other rishonim? What?
And he teaches the other two.
He teaches the other two. Well, that's the Ramah. Well, that's not what the Shar HaMishpat says. The Ramah says he'll teach the other two, make them into gemiri. Sit down the din. Now, before they sit down the pass from the din, he'll teach them all, so he'll turn them into all gemiri. Yeah, but it's not stand he's going to teach them this is what Allah is. He'll have to turn them into gemiri. Yes. And then they'll be them as kosher. He'll give them yod and yod. whatever one needs. I mean, whatever the deus verus bedinim is, whatever the minimum requirements of the gemiri. I understand. The tour doesn't quote that. The tour quote. The two? This is the only Ramah you found. There may be another Ramah. That just kind of could be. All right. But the Shar HaMishpat certainly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Why don't you learn this straight?
What?
You have to have one gemir so that you'll have it's one multiple
two. So it's found that they require three gemiri.
So the whole idea is you have the yosef to know, so don't do it, and they'll think the gemiri, they don't know if the gemiri, whatever. So we think that at least one would be gemiri.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Look, the Shar HaMishpat is a dolphin from the Gemara, no matter how you learn. When he was trying to be Miyash of the Ramah, of course, the Gemara says, oh, yeah, they could have made such an economy, make a takon and miyikore that you have to have nodin smuchim, but you need gemiri. The halacha should be gimel gemiri. Why do you have to approach it through the back door? Enochinami. Only they, you know, once the nidik halacha, they were afraid people wouldn't be makabel. No, everybody thinks he's a gomer. Is once you're mevatel din of mumchin. So what they said was to yishalmu. That'll make you look for somebody who's a real gomer. If it's going to cost you money, you're not going to bluff with regard to who knows and who doesn't know. You're going to find at least one who taka knows, and that one who knows won't take these other two. According to the Shara Mishpah, this was, you know, the psychology that Chazal were looking for when they made the takonet. To say stam you need three gemiri, so they all think they're gemiri. This way, what they said was then the gimel hayyetus are good enough, but to yishalmu. So then the mela, they are going to look for somebody, at least one who knows, and that one will look for others who knows. That was the process, the thought process of the takonet. For the other Rishonim, says the Shar HaMishpat, that it was, this gufa was a takonah. They made a takonah that nimsech mehem korv yipossel won't possel, even though there is a din nimsech korv yipossel, but they made a takonah that the korv yipossel of a loy gomir isn't going to possel as long as there's one who's a gomir. They excluded it from the nimsech mehem korv yipossel. Now clearly a deichik. The Margolius Hayam and the Chedushi Harim and the Gilas Shankiv and at least half a dozen other Afrinim say another teretz, which they seem to think is a Dover Poshut, and I don't begin to understand it. They found a Bal Hamor, who in a different context, totally and completely, says that an Ein Gomir is not Shera, and they said that a cloth is not an Imsechot Korav Yipossel. You'll take three Dayonim and add a tree to the Christmas tree to the three Dayonim, it doesn't become an Imsechot Korav Yipossel. This is the Asherah. It's not a Dayan. It's like their Medanis to an Akrum. Hey, an Akrum, you have three Edim. One of them is an Akrum. It's not going to be a Din of Nisrael Korav Yipossel. It's only Apostle who makes it Nisrael Korav Yipossel. Somebody who's not the Chlal altogether, he's not a Nisrael Korav Yipossel. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And I'm not stomp past the Kasher now. I'll come back to this later. It seems to me that, you know, what's the optage? What do we say? Who is an aid but Apostle and who's not an aid? You have to look at the Pasuk. It says, Apishnaim Edim, Apishloishedim Yokum Dovor. Who's the Torah talking to? It's talking to Ksherim, and it's talking to Psulim. You're talking to Psulim, and you're also telling them, Apishnaim Edim, Apishloishedim, but you happen to be an apostle. When the Pasuk is not addressed to a given individual, he's not called an aid apostle. The Torah isn't talking to him, so he's not the Pshat, he's an aid apostle. He's not an aid altogether. So you have to know who the Torah is talking to. In the parsha of Apishnaim min Apishloish Edim Yochum Dover, it's not talking to an Asherah, that I know. An Asherah, that's the Torah talks to people, not the trees. And the Torah is not talking to an Akum either. An Akum's not in the parsha of Edis. This parsha, the Torah is not talking to an Isha either. Anish is not the Pshat, she's apostle. Anish is not in the parasha of Avis. Namela can't call her an apostle. If you'll take the same thing and apply it to Dayoni, Agoy isn't a Dayan. The Torah is the parasha Shirkin v'Shirkin, Tikul Chol B'chol Sherecho. It's not a apostle, it's addressed to Goy. It may not be addressed to Noshin either, because Nisha is Mufka from the whole parasha. But the Torah is not talking to Amaratzim. Avar the Torah is talking to Amaratzim. The Amoritz can also be a Dayan. Let him sit and learn. He'll become a Dayan. Rama, he'll go teach him. He'll Keharavai, Bin Lila, becomes kosher of Adidas. That's not so difficult. The Torah is telling him, you're Mitzuvin, all the Dinim of Dayanim. You can become a Dayan. Only Mele, you have to prepare yourself. There's a Hachmana, you have to know a little bit. Sit down and learn, and you'll be a Dayan. Well, he's Mufka from the parasha. I don't understand how you can speak about Amoritz as being Mufka from the parasha of Dayanis. He's in the parsha of Dayonis. Haraya, tomorrow you can become a Dayan. I don't understand how you can speak of him as being Mufka from the parsha, and a Korav isn't Mufka from the parsha. The Korav is in the parsha, but the Amoritz is Mufka from the parsha. Or better, a Gazlan. A Gazlan is apostle. He's not Mufka from the parsha. The Torah is talking to Gazlanim and telling them they can be Dayonim, but they happen to be false. Only the in the Gomir, he's Mufka from the parsha. I don't understand it. In Kabbalah, he's in the Kabbalah, but I'd like to find a better Torah. Let me go back to what I went off on a tangent before. The first thing I asked was, where do you find the psul? Nimsech of Korvi, Kosul, and Dayonim, Mehechetese. And then when you begin looking, I don't know where you get the psulim of Dayonim altogether. Where do you find that there's any psul in Dayonim? We have to, well, first of all, we have a Mishnah. Mishnah needed that, no one tells on his base. Kol HaKosher, Lodin, Kosher, Loi. The Yesh, Kosher, Loi, then the Kosher, Lodin, Sum, Vachas, Meino, says the Gemara. That Mishnah is, you know, it's in the whole series of Mishnah is every X is Y. But that's not a halacha Mishnah. Those Mishnahs are summaries. Once we know all the halachas, these are the Chakava things we find. We find after you put out, you count up all the halachas, you find that kol kosher lodin is kosher lahoi. Anybody who is a kosher lodin is also kosher la'edus. But that's not a halacha Mishnah. That's not a yalfusa. That's not a derivation. Where's the derivation? And then when we come to Shulchan Aruch, Siftes, Kol ha-psulim lo-hoyid, machmas kurvay, mishu machmas aveire, psulim lo-dain. And who are these? Ayin le-kalmon, lamegimu lamedalad, protei ha-psulim. Look in the Chazedis. And where the Machaber get the halacha of kol ha-posul lo-hoyid is posul lo-dain? Says the Ber HaGoyla, the Loshin of the Ber HaGoyla is very interesting. Says the Ber HaGoyla, mashmois ha-mishneh nidit nun te'asamid beis. It's the flip side of the Mishnah Nida. The Mishnah begins, Kol HaKosher Lodin is Kosher Lohoyid. And the Machaber puts it the other way. Kol Apostle Lohoyid is Apostle Lodin. You want to know who's Apostle Lohoyid? You'll have to look in Hilchos Eidos. You won't find it here in Hilchos Dayonim. It's not in Hilchos Dayonim. It's all borrowed from Hilchos Eidos. That's fine. That's Shulchan Aruch. If you look at the Sugis in the Gemara, we have two Sugis in Zebir. The Mishnah of Daldo Medeis, Ve'elohim Apsulim, and you have a whole list of psulim. The Gemara talks about all the psulim, but doesn't it? There's no remnant in the Gemara called psulim legavi what? What are all these possible for? You're dealing with psulim machmas rishus, and the source for psulim machmas rishus is obvious as long as you're talking about psuliedis. Al toshis rodachim rosha liyaseid chomos. You have a parsha that tells me that a Rosh of the Chomos is posel Eidus. Where's that parsha that says that a Rosh of the Chomos is posel Eidin? Mechetesa, where do you find such a thing? Second Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chavzayim. Ve'elohim ha-psulim. Ve'elohim ha-krevim, I'm sorry. And then you have a whole list of cravings that are posel. Menohani Mili says to Gemara, La'yum sov is al-bonim. That's a parsha Eidus. So the Mishnah Gemara is telling me that all the psulim, Elohim, are craving. Craving in what? Craving in Eidos. How do you know that these are all craving in Dayonim? Yet Lachur, the Mishnayis, are in Sanhedrin. We're talking Zebar, Layach, we're talking about Dayonim. And Lachur, the Mishnayis are telling me that these are psulim in Dayonim too. But we. Who?
Rashi
said.
In the Mishnah,
who at the end? Right. Fine, yeah. Who?
I think Kal
Vachomer. Yeah. I think of Russia. The Kolsh came dying. What's the Kolsh came? Yeah, I mean, where's the mocker? And I'm psulim is also kalvachim. I'm in craving. I'm sorry. I'm craving. It's also kalvachim. Where's the kalvachim? I don't understand the kalvachim. There is a source. The source is the Rish, and the Rosh is only one line, but there's the Rish who's quoting Yerushalmi. And that's in the sugi, the end of Zebur. The Yerushalmi says as follows: Ubonim leyumsu beidus oves mikan shlo yoedim kravim shol nidonim uminayi shlo yoedim kravim zelo ze hagabaslo. Who's mubli mitien nerog? That's also missing in our Gemara, that there shouldn't be kravim zelo ze. So the Yerushalmi has a limud, because otherwise it turns out that one is being made against the other for purposes of hazome. One's going to die through the aidus of the second, so become kravim zelo ze, become like a corpse to the baldin. How do you know they can't be crazy to the Dayonim? We still don't know that the Dayonim can't be crazy into the Bali Din, but how do you know that the Dayonim can't be crazy into the Adin? So we need the Adin, the Bezdin, to be Makabo Hazoma on them. How do we know there's a psul kurve in Dayonim? That's the Lashon Rishonim. It's the end. The end of the verse. That's Yerushalmi. The Rosh, the Chuvas Harosh quotes it the Kitzer, and the Rosh even more the Kitzer. But it's Yerushalmi. So what's Pshat in the Yerushalmi? Says the Pnei Moshe. What is the Svara? Omra Teira Harega Pi Edim Harega Pi Dayonim. Says the Pnei Moshe that Ukoomar Dimehekstra. I presume it's a Toys. It means Hekesha. We have a hekish. Where's the hekish? There's a hekish. He doesn't tell me which hekish. Yerushalmi certainly doesn't tell me the hekish. I suppose if you try hard enough, you can find a pasuk where there's a hekish of Eidus to Dayonim. I have one, but the one that I have is only a kasha on Yerushalmi, not a riot of Yerushalmi. When the Gemara in the end of Zebair, when told him the psul of Oyev and the psul of Soine, the Gemara has a limud. The Gemara says v'hu Oyev loy mikan shlo yidenu v'loy Soine soy mikan shlo yidainenu, says Rashi. That the Shloi Dainenu, how do we know it refers to a Dayan? Because the next Pasuk is Vishoftu Eido. So we are makish the end of the first Pasuk to the Vishoftu Eido of the next Pasuk. So we have a Hekish. And the Hekish isn't telling me Torah's Hekish. The Hekish is Megala that the end of the first Pasuk, that the pasuk Ein Mavakish Rosso is talking about a Dayan. So that's the only Hekish that we have. And Adarabit, if there's a Hekish, then why do I need a new pasuk for Mavakish Rosso to tell me that Mavakish Rosso Loyidainenu? The same Hekish should tell me that whatever Pasul's a name, Pasul's a Dayan. If there's a Hekish for all Psuli Edis, all Psuli Dayonis, the same Hekish should tell me that an Oyev and a Sainah are Pasul Edin, just like the Pasul Edis. If there's a Hekish, so fine. More than that, I don't need. The Hekish should tell me everything. In any event, however you will learn Pshat and Rishalm, even if it's not a Hekish, I have a problem. It seems to me that once we have whatever it is, a limud, a svara, a halacha meishim Sinai. If it says omer teir haregapi edim haregapi dayonim, just like my edim in craving will say, after yodim craving will say, you'll ask me, how do I know that a rosh de chomos is posel ledin? A teir omer haregapi edim haregapi dayonim. Whatever tells me korv tells me a rosh de chomos. And hu adin luchure. I know the gemara is connected. We'll come to the gemara later. Hu adin. Oyev, and Sainah should derive from the same. Omra Teire Harig Api Eidim, just like an Eid can't be an Oyev or a Sainah, so the Dayan can't be an Oyev or a Sainah. And Rashi's Kal V'Chaimer I would learn for the ones of the Mishnah, not the Chlal. The Chlal I know from the Rishalmi, that the Mesachim B'Kuvye, if whatever these are, If these are also considered to be Kosol Le'edis, and maybe they're only the Rabbonons, then Kal V'Chaimer for Dayonim too. If you're going to passel them for Eidim, you'll passel them for Dayonim. But the basic Limud, we don't have a Kal V'Chaimer that tells me a Rosh of the Chomus is Kosol Le'edin, Machmas Kal V'Chaimer. So that's insofar, and I still don't know exactly why there's a din of Nimsech of Korv a Posel in Dayonim, Nimsech of Korv a Posel in Eidus is a Hekish, I understand. I don't know why it should be a Psul in Dayonim, but now that I have at least something to base Psuli Dayonim on, we can begin examining Svoris and see if they work. Let's go then to the gather of Nimsech of Korv a Posel in Eidus, and we'll see if working with the Yerushalmi, whether the Savoris, the Pasul, the Korav Apostle, and Nikodim, and Nimsech, the Korav Apostle, and Nedus, whether those will work with the Yerushalmi and Dayonim as well. I think that there are four possible ways to understand the longness of Nimsa Echod, Kor of Apostle in Aden. The simplest way would be to say, one Nimsa Echod, Kor of Apostle, Yusum Batela. Three, Nimsa Echod, Kor of Apostle is also a Yusum Batela. What's the Ivri, Yusum Batela? There's no Aden, there's nothing here. What does this nothing here mean? The simplest way is to learn Tachsar and Kabbalah. Bezdin cannot listen to a kaf edim when one of them is a korav apostle, and we have to turn off the earphones. We can't hear not only the apostle, can't we hear? We can't hear the cherim either. If it's only a chesaron in Kabbalah, if it's only a chesaron in Kabbalah, then it should be a very simple remedy. Befrat when you're dealing with three. Take the korav apostle and send them away, and let the other two repeat whatever they have to say without the korav apostle. And the emes, the shach in lamed vos sifkot and yud beis says that you can do it. It's kosher. He says that nimsech a korav apostle, the rest of the kaf aren't apostle loylam vled. They're only apostle in oisa hagodah, but they can come back the next day and they can be made all over again. According to the Shitas HaShach, I understand that the Shach understood Nims Echot Korav Apostle V'Yachsor and Kabbalah. If Yachsor and Kabbalah is not a Psul Aguf, you don't become Apostle, Loilam Voed, of course you come back and be made tomorrow, there's no problem. Alright, that's in Nims Echot Korav Apostle in Edus. If that's Pshat in Edus, and the only problem is a problem in Kabbalah's Edus, then I don't understand what this has to do with Dayonim. Doesn't make sense in Dayonim. What, Dayonim have a sword in Kabbalah? I don't know what it means. Nimsech a korav apostle, if in Edus, it's only a chesaron in the Kabbalah's Edus because Bezdin can't listen, then the Yerushalmi isn't going to help me very much. How can I extrapolate from that to find a new psul of Nims Echot Korav Eposul in Dayonim? If you operate with that svara, then I don't understand the psul of Nims Echot Korav Eposul in Dayonim. But alright, the Das Shach is Kemat a Das Yochid. The Snad disagrees with the Shach, the Ktzai certainly disagrees with the Shach, and they all say the Nimsa Echot Korav Apostle remains Apostle forever, at least for this Edus. For this Edus, it remains Apostle forever. And Luchura in Dayonim, the Dayonim, once this Nimsa Echot Korav Apostle, according to the Sma and the Shach, these Dayonim should be Apostle L'Oisei Din forever. There's an Nimsa Echot Korav Apostle. These Dayonim should remain Apostle L'Oisei Din L'Chura. I mean, it would be difficult to be Machalic. Maybe you can be Machalic, but that's not the Iker of what I want to say. Agat, if you look in the Shreya Lumeshi that I cited before, in Madura, Sinyon, Chelik Beis, what was it, Simon Dalid, the whole Shreya Lumeshi is with regard to whether these Dayonim are kosher to be done Lo'isei Dover at some other time, and the whole it goes back and forth around the concepts of Ovidinish Lahachsik Diburei, which L'chur has no shayfis. If you're dealing with kind of a psul of the Dayonim, like comparable to the psul of Edus, then it should be a psul forever, at least insofar as this particular interior is concerned. But that's in totally a side issue. The second svara of Nimsa Echod Mehem Korav Apostle comes from Tesis and Makis Davov Omer Aleph, or at least Tesis and Makis Davov as he is understood by the Oroch Lener, and if Ne Yeshua is Mesupik in Tesis. There, Tesis is Davov Omer Aleph. The Tesis is on the end of the Mishnah. Says on Rabbi Yisi, the din of Nimsa Echod Korav Apostle. And Taisa says that an eid echo, two eidim, one Nimsa Echod and Korav Apostle, says Taisa that the other one can be Mechayev Yeshua. Now, the Mashmoy, I don't go through the whole thesis, but the Mashmoy seems to be saying it's Tam. Only the Keteres, it's on the words of Rabbi Yisi. So it's a little not clear. If they're saying it's Halibah the Rabbi Yisi, that's Rabbi Yisi, the one can be Machayev Yeshua, or is Taisa saying this Lekul Alma, only is basing it on Rabbi Yisi. If you don't look at the Kepel, the rest of Taisa seems to be saying it's a Swarab Shuta, that these eight, the Nimsa HaKorav Apostle, the one that's left, can be Machayiv Eshvua. The Tnei Yeshua is Mesutik. There's no Strat in Tesis. The Oracle there says that Tesis holds Lahaloch. Two Ephod Nefar of Apostle, the one that remains, can be Machayiv Eshvua. And he brings a Raya from a Tesis in Yevonis, it's Kufalot on the days. Tesis there, the whole Sugi of the Gemara is not Negeas, at least not right now. And Tesis says, he brings the Gemara, Omele Rov L'Rapop Ba'Kesev, who is made Al-Shtar Shufrua, and they asked him, Eat Ki'ini Shachrina Baharimar, and because Rapop was Krave Shel HaTeveya. Says Tesis that even though Rapop was Krave Shel HaTeveya, if there would have been an Ini Shachrina Baharimar with Rapop, that other one would have been Machayev Shavua Keneged Ishtar. How can you be Machayev Shavua Keneged Ishtar? Rapop was already made. And he's saying, Eat Ki'ini Shachrina Baharimar. Mar, but Siruf together with Mar. So this is telling us that Nimsech of Korav Apostle, you can still be Machayev Eshvua. So what does it mean to say that Nimsech of Korav Apostle is Machayev Eshvua? If you take that as Bahanocha, as the Orchon there says in Tesis in Makis, and as apparently is the Sheet of Tesis in Yevomis. So what's Pshat Nimsech of Korav Apostle? You can still go be Machayev Eshvua. Moment, I can't be Machayev. Even if I have three Eidim. I can't be Machayev Momen if one's a Korav Apostle. The other two can't be Machayev Momen. But money, I'm sorry, but Eshvua, they can be Machayev. Those two can be Machayev Eshvua. Clearly, if one can be Machayev Eshvua, then the two can also be Machayev Eshvua. If two have a Korav Apostle, the one that's left over is Machayev Eshvua. Three, one is Korav Apostle. Certainly the other two are Machayev Eshvua. What does this all mean? What means no Tzira? There's a Tzira. And Eid Echad doesn't need Tziruv. I would say the same thing a little bit differently. I'd say that was the Tziruv say Nimsech of Korav Apostle. We're left over with an Eid Echad. We collapse them into one. Wherever there's a Korav Apostle, we have to look at it as if there is one Eid. Not the Eid is his bottle, but we're left over with what is tantamount to an Eid Echad. If you say just there's no Tziruv, then take away the Korav Apostle and I'm left with Shnayim. And the Shnayim can be Meitzin Mom. Elamai, sure it's no tziruf. What does it mean there's no tziruf? It's no tziruf beyond the echod. Right? The echod, we collapse, my yivris, we collapse them into one. Wherever we have a korav apostle, we're left here with no more than an eid echod. How do I know it? It's in the pasuk. It's in the pasuk. The words in the pasuk. Al pishnayim ishlesha eidim yokum, shnayim eidim ishlesha eidim yokum dover. What is the shnayim eidim yokum dover? If it's a korav apostle, what am I left with? I'm left with an eid echod. That's the basic halakha. That I don't need nupsuki. A korav is apostle. I can't be my same moment. But I'm left with an eid echod. So the eid echod is nechayi b'shua. Says the Torah Maki shloisha lishnayim. Whenever you have shloisha, one's a korav apostle, you will be left with whatever you had in shnayim. That one is a korav apostle. What does that mean? The first one doesn't become apostle. Only the Torah says, no matter how many more you have, he's not better than the first one. That's what you're hearing when you say there's no tzirus, right? It's the same thing. We're left with the first one. The first one remains. Because now, Pishnayim, when one was Korav Apostle, there was the first one. The Torah didn't pass him l'shvua. He remained. And Eidech was Machayev Eshvua. All the others, if there's a Korav Apostle, can't become a Surah to Apostle the first, but the first remains to be Machayev Eshvua, and all the others collapse into one. We are left with no more than, because which one is the kosher? Who's the first? We don't know who the first is. All of them assimilate into one. So we have one who is Machayev Eshvua. And Agav, if we disagree with Tesis, all the Rishonim disagree with Tesis. What's Pshat in the other Rishonim? It's in the basically, Tesis is saying a good svar. Shnayim is the Chiddush HaKro. Shnayim is a simple halacha. Shnayim Nimsech HaKorav Apostle is Machayev Eshvua. So why shouldn't Shloish Nimsech HaKorav Apostle be Machayev Eshvua? And why you tell me that now Shnayim, Korav Apostle, the other one can't be Machayev Eshvua? The Rishash in Makis brings a Tesis Yontif. The Tesis Yontif says, Nirshash explains. He says it's a reflexive halacha. We've got a double hekish. We're makish shloisha to shnayim, and then you're makish shnayim to shloisha. The shloisha came to be machayev momen, and the Torah says nimsech korav apostle. Even the other two can't be machayev momen. Therefore, we now have makish shnayim to the shloisha. That just as when we had one korav apostle, what did he come to be machayev? He came to be machayev eshvua. There was only one that was kosher. The one that was possible is Commander Lesser. We had only one. So now, just like the two of the Shloisha couldn't be Mechayev Momen, this one can't be Mechayev Yeshua. It's a kind of Volalame Venimsa Loma. That they say in the other Rishonim. Alright. If we take the Shitas HaTosfos and you say that wherever we have three or more, and Nimsa HaKor of the Apostle, it's in effect no more than we have one, that I understand. And I can apply it in Desdin too. That's a Svar Pshuta. It's a Svar wherever there is a Tziruf. Wherever there is a Tziruf, I don't even need Yerushalmi for it. It's a Svar in Tziruf. Whenever you have somebody who is Apostle, and we know that they're Psulim in Dayonim from whatever the limud is in the Yerushalmi, then the Seichel is Mechayev, that just as in Edus, when there's one posel, we're left with one. In Dayoni, we're also left with one. They collapse into a single Dayan. So we're left with nothing more than a single Dayan. And we require a Bezdin of Gimel, a Agav. Again, it's not Negea this, but the Shoyel Meshiv in the middle, so he throws it in. He makes a Cheshmi. He says, if you pass in Laloch, like Ravacha Bredi Ravike. And now you come with Nimsechot. Huh? Others say it too, fine. He passed like Ravach Bred Ravik in the Midrash, the Chad Mufti is kosher. So now if Nim Sechel Kor of the Apostle, so you still have the Yochi, the one the Chad the Gomer is here. There's now a Nim Sechel Kor of the Apostle, it should passel. You still have not home state yet. It should now passel where that's with only one. The Rabboni need three. That's the Takanas Chachom, you need three, you have only one. So he brings all, you know, from left field, all the Peskim that say that the Mili the Rabbon, and you don't say Nim Sechel Kor of the Apostle. Where the whole best, and, you know, like Mili the Rabbon, it's only Takanas Chazal that need three. I mean, this isn't really the Mili the Rabbon. The Mili the Rabbon they're talking about, there are other things. They need a best and only Mi the Rabbon. So he's applying it, and he's saying that since the whole Din of the Gimel is the Rabbon, for the Rabbonans, we don't say Nim Sechel Kor of the Apostle. That's the saga. That's Aga. Putting him aside, particularly if you don't go over Vachabed Ravik, but the first Lashon Gemara, we haven't answered the Kash at all. It doesn't help us very much. I mean, I haven't gained much. You've answered it for Vachabed Ravik. But what you do for the first Lashon Gemara, that's the Shara Mishpat already shows. I don't want to go through it in detail, that even for the first Lashon, an Eina Gomer is apostle. The Zet Pesel, Dayani Shalzeh. The Tavis is a Mishnah. It has to be true for the first Lashon. The Zet Pesel, Dayani Shalzeh, an Eina Gomer is apostle. So if you need three Midaraisa, then how can you avoid the problem? I'm left only with the one. The three Dayonim collapse into one. So I haven't solved the problem, but I understand at least the Psul. If we start with this, I understand the psul and lechura and ein nogomir should be possible. There should be din nusach korve possible. It should be possible if you go with the shita satesis. If that's pshat, then I remain with the kasha. I don't have a third. If you explain that the psul of nimsa echa korv a possible a different way entirely, svara number three, nimsa echa korv a possible could be a nupsul. They're Elohim of Sulim, and there's another one to add to the mission. Nimsa Korvipol, the Nupsul, the Kreos Apostle. The Torah says that if you came together with Apostle, you are Apostle. What is your Psul? Your Psul is called Nimsa Korvipol, it's a Nupsul. If you say that this is a Nupsul, I again have problems. So I found the Psul in the Parsha of Vedas. Where do you find it in the Parsha of Dayoni? The Moshe has a Hekish. I don't know where the Hekish is. If there's a Hekish, Kabbalah him the Kabbal. But if you're going to work with Svaris, I don't see where you have this Psul in Dayoni. It's a new Psul. The Torah says it's Pasols in Edim, and it doesn't Pasol in Dayonim, and this Hekish of Yerushalmi doesn't seem to be a Hekish to say Omra Torah. It says Harig Api Edim, Harig Api Dayoni. It says Harig Api Bezin, which is no Echamim Korv. If also, where do you see that? Mechatesa, there should be a heroic Alpi Bezin that doesn't have a Korv Apostle in the Bezin. It's not Mustafa. There's another way that you can learn Nimsa Echad Korv Apostle Lechura. You can learn that Nimsa Echad Korv Apostle, the Torah is Mechadish, that if you come together with a Korv, you have the same Psul that person has. I would call it transposition. We not a summer, not a psul chodesh, not a new shem psula of nitzach akariv apostle. The Torah says that if you came with a kariv, you're a kariv. If you come with apostle, you're apostle. You came with a rosh of the chomos, you, for purposes of this din, you are a rosh of the chomos. What does that mean? If you analyze it carefully, what's a kariv? A korv is what the Torah defines as a korv. A sheni b'sheni is a korv. A shlishi b'shlishi is not a korv. So the Torah comes along and says that if you come with a korv, you're like a korv of a korv. So that's also a korv. Where the Torah defines what a korv is. So why can't the Torah expand the definition in Nimsech of korv epostle and say that not only is he a korv, but this one who came with him is a korv too? And the Torah says that a rosh of the chomos is posel. How do I know what a rosh of the chomos is? Al tiskaver la roshe is also a roshe v'chamos. That's also makes you a roshe. The Torah says al tiskaver. There is also shalosh. Al tiskaver v'afilu is by mitzvah of a certain nosa. No, so the Torah says you were mechaber yourself to a roshe. You became a roshe. At least loy seidin. These psulim are all psulim of exeris hakosu. As long as you're dealing only with psulim that are psulim of exeris hakosu, I could very easily say that these psulim are limited to the psulim that you find in Edus. That's where the Torah defines psulim. Where there's a psul in Edus, that is a psul mamish, and it makes you a korah, it makes you a rosh of the chomos. Whatever I find as a psul in Edus is also psul in Dayanim, because I've already shown that a korah is posul adin, and that a rosh of the chomos is posul adin. So here the Torah defines that anyone who's mischaber to these is also a korah or a posul. So nimseh a korah posul is a psul in din. Fine, it's very simple. Then because the Torah already defined me in the parasha of Edus as a korov. So why shouldn't I be a korov in the parasha of Dayanim also? It's all a definition within the parasha. I don't need any new removing. No, that's right. That's like wherever there's a tziruf. The Torah says, like a memetzin, wherever there is a tziruf, you become what all the others are. You find a tziruf in Edus, and you find a tziruf in Dayanim. That I would buy very easily. It's the tailor because I'm also a korv. There's nothing here. We're all craving. If we're all craving, they do some potato. If I would say this, then the easiest thing in the world would be to say it's limited to what the Torah defined as a psul in the parasha of Edus. You show me something that's only a psul in Dayonis and not a psul in Edus, all bets are off. It doesn't apply. The application to Einu Gomer is obvious. Now Moritz is kosher Edus. The Einu Gomer is kosher in the parasha of Edus. So there can't be a nimsef of korv epostle in the parasha of Dayonim. Only it's shtus. Why is it shtus? Because the Rishonim who say that there's a din of nimsef of korv epostle in Bezdin, there the source is the Gemara in Yevamis on Kufalot on the days. The Gemara in Kufalot on the days says as follows. The Gemara says as follows. It says the Gemara Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Havikoy Kamed Rav Yehuda Omerle Sakto Lezir Zizikoni Litarufi Bechamishu Lepesumi Milse. He says, go take the sack and full of konim and come sit with us to be mashlin the best in the chamisho. Fourth liter, Omerle. So what is Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda tell him? Tenino be Yisrael, the Nikra Shmuel be Yisrael, basically to now the best in Yisrael of the Lord, the best in Shal Gerim, Vano Gerano. Fine, he tells I'm possible the liter because I'm a ger. Here is the Ritzvot. The Nevuch Yisrael quotes the Ritzvot on this. He quotes the Rambam. Venir mitvora v'rayel adavar that in the bezdin the brings the shittas Rambam that other psulim are possible even among the chamisho, and he brings a raya even for the other two dayonim. V'rayel adavar Shmuel bar Yehuda the pasle mishum ger afagaf the muli be almahu The kosach or rizvozal, the zelushani, nirishim his mina, the ikshushloish lodes and the ferish. The korachel, the mulibialme, the afilogerma filipsuli. The okaloya kvayde sherav yudalak tsaisim in a bezdin, umikolach amisho yisin chibur echot, mitne kvayde. That's why I began with the piskachuva before. The piskachuva is often rishani. If they want, except that here, in other words, only two who decide they won't allow the third to be mitzurif. When you have three and you don't want the others to be mitzurif, it was no problem. The three or the best to say, we don't want you. You can sip, you can be lepir sume milfe, but we won't make you chaveire habezdin. Says the Ritvo that it was mishum kvoide rishum bar Yehuda. It wasn't nice. It was too much of a Talmud Chacham to say, you can sit lepir sume hadover, but you're not a member of the best. That would be abuzayim. They didn't want to do it to him. But what do you see in the Ritvo? You see in the Ritvo that had they been mitzarif him to the bezdin, it would have been posel, and nimsech a korve posel. Here is even with a ger. A ger is korshal edus. Right? So you can't say that it's only those that are posel edus and are nimsech a korve posel in the din of the parish of edus. Those are nimsech a korve posel. It's ku, it's yivomis, this must be kufala from the base. You see that, so what do we have to say? If I'm correct in the svar, so you have to say that it's lav dafke the psulim of the parish of Avis. Wherever you have any psul in Avis, in the parish of Avis, in Dayonim, in the parish of Dayonim, but nimsa echot korov a posul is still a svar. No, the kochad kid islay. Even each one in its mitzoya. If I'm mitzurif with a ger in a bezin of gerim, it's kilu, we're all gerim. The Torah says you come with a ger, we have to look to everybody as a ger. We've got to give you the same psul that we give all the others. This still seems to me to be something that's only shayach in the psul haguf. In a psul haguf, which are basically things that the Torah defines for us. The Torah can define its categories any way it wants to define the categories. It can define the category of a korv the way it wants to define the category of a korv. It can define the category of a rosh of the chomos any way it wants to define the category of a rosh of the chomos. You can say that nimsef of korv apostol, we transpose the psul of the psul into everybody, and all of them become psulim as if they were posul lo isi psul. But when you're dealing with a psul that's not a psul haguf, not a geras hakosuf, it's a psul of mitzius, I don't see how that works. If you're dealing with a psul of mitzius, the Torah can't tell me that it's light outside now. It's night, it's not day. The Torah can't be geyser that now it's light. Yeah, it can make a miracle. It can make it light. But kol's man, it's dark, it's dark, it's not light. And I'm or as Talmud Chacham's not an. Seems to me there can't be a din of nimsef of korv apostle on a sein or an oyev either. Seina and Oyev are also Zeres HaKosuf. I'm sorry, also Mitzias. It's empirical. It's a Mitzias. Either I'm an Oyev or I'm not an Oyev. Either I'm a Seina or not a Seina. The Torah can't tell me, Nimse Echad, Korav Apostle, you sat together with a Seina, therefore you became infected with his sin also. Sin is not an infectious disease. The Torah can't tell me I'm a Seina. Mimele, the whole category of Nimtze Echot, Korov, Apostle, doesn't make sense to me when you're dealing with psulim that aren't psulim haguf, or what I've called psulim mitzis, empirical psulim. If you want me to say the same thing a little bit differently, I can say the same thing a little bit differently too. A Korov is a Korov and he remains a Korov until he's Nisrachit. They're crazy machmas chasnus. Somebody will die. He'll become kosher. Somebody is a rosh of the chomus. He's a posel until he goes and he does tshuva. And he has all needs a whole seder of tshuva. If you're telling me that he's a posel because he's an amoris, and nimsech or korv a posel, all the other members of the bez are also amoris. Fine. He's posel because he's an amoris. And immediately becomes kosher. Because Geherif Ayin, he became book, he called Tera Kula. A minute later, he knows everything. He was misakin the psul right away. A sein is not posul oilen vod. An oyev certainly isn't posul oilen vod. Shishivini, the chasna is over, the shivishimei anishtar are over. He's not an oyev anymore. So we have this dayin who's posul only because he's sitting with the oyev. 1 minute later, he's no longer an oyev. The Tera says, you sat with him, you became an oyev. Fine, so you became an oyev, became posul. also. But a minute later, he's no longer a naiv. You can't say he's naiv loyal and void. He did tshuva from the Abba. He did tshuva from the Sina. He's not a naiv. He's not a Sina. It's a mitzvah. The mitzvah changed a minute afterwards. Even the psul could be chal, but it simultaneously evaporates. As soon as it's chal, it disappears. I mean, I said it before, I don't see how it can be chal in the first place. The Torah can't change the mitzvahs. And even if you tell me you changed the mitzvahs, but this is something which is also nishtanis, it's nishtanis. So it's chal. You're not dealing with a psul which remains apostle until you removed it in some magic way by craving from the tzrachaku or with tshuva or what have you. You're dealing with something that mamish in a second you can correct. I became apostle immediately I became kosher. I became balking kol Torah kula. I now became a gomir. So how can I be apostle immediately afterwards because the Torah said I'm in a gomir? This is all if you explain the nintzah of Torah apostle. So what's the Shem Psul of Nimtzeh HaKorv Apostle? The Shem Psul is whatever the Apostle was. That means, what's my Psul? Because I'm in a Gomir. But I just turned myself into a Gomir. I just did tshuva for being in a Gomir. I learned, call it a Rekula. I became a Gomir all over again. Yeah?
Can't you just say that the Torah is the status of the common apostles of the time of Zion based on the minimum standards of any one of them? For an oil rush or oil shmein.
That's saying they collapse into one, isn't it?
Not that they necessarily collapse into one, how we use them, but that the Torah looks at any look at the group of Adam and says, oh, you're saying...
I see what you mean. You're saying in different words what I said. That we will look... we look at you as if you were as bad as that one. Right? You have the psul that one has.
You associate yourself with that one, even if you are better than him. The fact that you are sitting in the same table with him.
So you want to apply it to an enigomer too?
Yes.
So I'm left without a terrorist.
Okay.
Right? No, it seems to me that this is what the Torah is saying this is one of the stories you can say in the Nimtzeh HaKorv Apostle. That we have created not a new Shem Psul, but we have given you the Psul of the one who is the Korv or the Apostle. And that I understand is a category that's limited to Psul HaGuf. It's not limited to what a psul mikra, not to a psul b'siyas.
Why should it be limited to a psul b'siyas? It seems to me that the person who comes in and sits in the dying is an amoris. The Torah can just as well say. He's an amoris, and because you're...
Can the Torah say you're an amoris?
No, but the punishment is...
Gareth Harder.
The punishment is that you're sitting with a... We judge the dying by the minimum qualifications of the minimum measure.
It's not just judging the qualifications by the qualifications of a minimum member. I can't judge, I can't say that you are that person and your qualifications are his qualifications unless I can somehow tar you with the same paintbrush. If I can paint you into a Korah, fine, then you're the Korah. I can paint you into the Apostle, you're the Apostle. But how can you tell me, how can you tell the Gomir that he's an Ena Gomir? Ger is not so hard. The ger is not so hard. I think in psuli haguf and psuli mitzius. A ger is a psuli haguf. You can have after Rachmanu Lazare. There are such things. We will view you, for all intents and purposes, as if it's a nima misur. Why can't we do that? No. A psula haguf is how we define it. It's not totally in a mitzvah. It's not totally in an action. It's not empirical. If the Torah wants to make a halacha that you come together with an akum, you become an akum. The Torah could do it. The Torah could declare that if you come, your akum is not a psul. Well, that makes you a goy. From now on, you're not a kibushus yisoro. You come together with a ger for a din, so for all purposes of din, you have the same psul haguf that a ger has. We look at you as if you were any mimi yisoro. If we do it, we create kurva when it doesn't exist. We can remove the kurva when it does exist. That's all because you're dealing not with something that's subject to vagaries of time and place. That a person can change at will. A psul that he can eliminate if he goes and he does something. Geir is a psul aguf for purposes of Bezdin. It's a psul aguf, and the Torah can say, Nimse Echod Geir, we will look at all the other Dayonim for this purpose, for this din Torah, as if they were also Geir. We give them the psul of a Geir. What's the problem? Geir is not an empirical category. Geir is a category of halacha. It's not a mitzvah. Geir is not a mitzvah. Geir is a lomdus. How do you become a Geir? You become a Geir because Bezdin made you a Geir.
Bezdin can't make an Eva Israel a Geir.
Why not?
Can't think of
the Torah makes it. Now, he can make you a goy if you want. If he can make you a goy, he can make you a ger. We give you the status. Gerus is a legal status.
When can you make a person to Eilu Yisrael?
That's not. Gerus is a legal status. It's not a mitzvah.
But it's predicated on the fact that you're
born. No, it's not. It's not predicated on anything. It's predicated on what the Torah says. Of course the Torah says how you become a ger. But the category of gerus, the haloi shen ger, is a construct of the Torah. It's a construct of halacha. And that kind of a psul, that kind of status, you can lay on somebody else. You can't have gerus without tariyak mitzvahs. The Torah makes a ger a ger. Otherwise it wouldn't be a ger. The Torah doesn't make a Talmud Chacham a Talmud Chacham. It doesn't make a Soina Soina. Those things are mitzvahs. A mitzvah you can't put into a category of nimzach of Kar of Apostle. That I think is the basic story. Korv is the easiest one to deal with because Korv is defined. Korv is defined, degrees of consanguinity. What?
Yeah.
But the Torah is telling me what my emotions are. The Torah can't tell me what my emotions are. What Kenegah the Mitzvah? The Torah can't say what Kenegah the Mitzvah. It can't tell me what I'm feeling. If the psul is my subjective emotion, the Torah can't describe emotions to me that I don't feel. Yeah, the Torah can make dini. We'll treat you as if you had the emotions. But the Mitzvah can't. I understand. So precisely, now if we define Nimsech HaKorav Yipossel, if you say the Nimsech HaKorav Yipossel is limited to categories of halacha, because we ascribe those categories to people. But things that are not totally in categories, in lomdas, in din, but things that are totally in mitzius, things that are totally in mitzius, they're entirely empirical. That's the theory can't change. And that's not b'chlal, Nimsech HaKorav Yipossel. That's exactly what I'm saying. That whatever is totally in halacha, in categories the Torah creates, Nimsech HaKorav Yipossel means we give you the same category he has. By fiat. That's what halacha says. When the psul is a psul not because of a halacha, but the psul is based entirely upon a mitzius, which is relative and subjective, that mitzius we can't transpose to somebody who is not in that matzah. He doesn't have that mitzius. We can't give it to him. With this, I can go one step further. The Kehilas Yaakov here quote a Yerushalmi. He says that there are achronim who quote the Yerushalmi and say that Nimzach of Korav Apostle is a mafleikis to Manda Omrim in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi Perakim will hear his halacha dalad. Next to last paragraph. Ahoy echod mehen ger. We have the bez, a godol, and they were meira heter in an Issa Korus. If one was a ger, potter. What's the limud? The Yerushalmi says that the Eda Hamur Khan Achyukulon Ruyin Lahirot. You need that the whole Bezna Godel should be Ruyin Lahirot. The Ger isn't Roy Ludin, therefore we don't have a Bezna Godel. One member of the Bezna Godel is missing, so it's not a hero of the Bezna Godel. Says Rishalmi, Tuman Domri. Chad Omar Betech Shivim. When he was one of the 70, that's when there's no hero, it's Machai is the carbon, because we're left only with 69. Even if this ger was an addition to the usual complement of the best. So they say, the man says, why? Because, and the man who says that even if he's chutz l'shivim, is because he holds it's Nimsech HaKorav Apostle. He was, in addition, he didn't need him, but he was there, he became a Tzurut, so it's a Nimsech HaMehem Korav Apostle. And the disciple says that, no, he thinks that there's no Raya, that this is something entirely different. Everybody holds Nimsech HaKorav Apostle is the best in his bottle, but here it's only Heiroas Iser Heheter, and here there's no Din of Nimsech HaKorav Apostle. There's no tzir, because only Hiroas is the Heter. I would say something similar, but a little bit different. The Ktzais in, where's Lamedvot? The Kseisu asks the same kashas as Sar Sharha Mishkot, and from that he derives the Nimsef of Korvi Posel and Dayonim, doesn't Posel. The whole Bezdin, the Kseisu, he concedes two places where it does Posel. Kiyum Shtoris, he says it Posels. Why? Because the Bezdin isn't just the Bezdin issuing a Psak, it's Bezdin who are being made, they're authenticating the Kseima Soedim, that's why I go to say this. And a Bezdin for Gvias Eidus that they're going to send to another Bezdin. He says, "Me Bezdin makes the Kabbalah say this. In addition to sitting as a Bezdin, the Bezdin is also being made. This is what they told us, and we're sending it to another Bezdin." So the Ktzayis concedes that in those two cases there will be a din of Nimsa Echod Mehem Koru Vuposa. I Uchura, I would say a little bit differently. I would say that there is a din of Nimsa Echod Mehem Koru Vuposa that doesn't apply in the case of the Yerushalmi. But it goes beyond the place. That Nimsa Echot Korov Eposel is basically a Halochin Edus. But every Bezdin is also, all Botedin are Edin. At least all Botedin that sit for Kabbalah's Edus. Not that when it's sent into another Bezdin. Because a Bezdin, when it has to be Makabal Edin, is doing two things. The Bezdin is the finder of fact, and also the finder of law. It's doing two things. What are the facts that the Bezdin determines? The Bezdin determines that these Edim are being made emes. The Bezdin is made on them, they're being made emes. How they do it? With Risha V'Chakira. That's the whole point of Risha V'Chakira. The Edis isn't Nigmar until there's the Kabbalah of the Bezdin. The Kabbalah of the Bezdin isn't Hayroah, it's not Psak Halacha. The Bezdin aren't Talmidei Chachamim who are functioning in accepting the Edus. They're making the Drisha V'Chakira, and they find Nimtzei Tuson Mechuvenes, so they're Mekabel the Edus. That's the end of the Kabbalah's Edus. That's the Gemar of Kabbalah's Edus. So the Halacha of Nimtzei Echad Mehem Korov Eposel in Bezdin is when the Bezdin is functioning B'teiras Edim. Now that doesn't mean that the name of Gomer is Kosher Kabbalah Seidus, the name of Gomer is false Kabbalah Seidus. But that's a psul in Bezdin. So what? It's a name of Gomer. You have to be a Gomer to be Makabal Edin. But what is the Bezdin doing when it's Makabal Edin? It's being made. It's not a Din Merumah. If it's a Din Merumah, then the Mechuzim Masalat themselves. In the Kabbalah Edus, they're saying that the Edim are telling us the truth, or we have to act as if the Edim are telling us the truth. That's what the whole Kabbalah Edus is, and they're only one who's kosher. Lodain is kosher to that kind of an Edus. Memele, first of all, the Loshna Yerushalmi is very good. The Yerushalmi is beautiful. It's not a heckish. The Gemara says, Omra Teire, Harig Api Edim. Harig Api Dayonim. That's goofy. You're Harig Api Edim when? When you have Dayonim. The Dayonim are the Gemara of the Edim. They're the Kabbalah Sadis, and that's part of the Kabbalah Sadis. Menele, just like the Torah says, that Krav and Repulsal Edis, they're Posel Ledin. Why are they Posel Ledin? They're Posel to any din that requires Kabbalah Sadis. That's what I know from that Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi is talking about the Bezdin who is sitting for purposes of Kabbalah Sadis. For purposes of Kabbalah Sadis, these Dayonim are functioning as if they would be Edim. Mimele, Nims Echot Korov Eposel and Dayonim is precisely the Nims Echot Korov Eposel of Edim. Because it tossles in the Dayonim when they are the Gemara of the Edus. Masha'en Kain, if you have a Bezdin that doesn't need Kabbalah Sadis, the Bezdin for Heroah, the Bezdin to say that this is Mutter and there's no Chi of Chorus, or if you like, the Bezdin for Mesisim Aliyah of Al-Azoris, the Bezdin, wherever the Bezdin doesn't need Kabbalah Sadis, there won't be a Din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Korov Eposel. The Din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Korov Eposel is only when the Bezdin is a Bezdin of Edus. Menele, if that's true, then I'm sorry? I'll come to Chalif in a second. We'll come to Chalif in a second. If that's true, then there will be other cases in which Nimsachim and Korv Apostle won't be a psul. You can have a case, for example, of Eidos Baldin. If Eidos Baldin, as the Ktzai says, is a Chi of Chodosh, it's not a Din Namonis, which might be a subcategory of Eidos. But if it's a Chi of Chodosh, why should Nimsachim and Korv Apostle be Apostle? Or better, a Shvuah Moed of Miktas, for everybody. Shvuah Moed of Miktas doesn't involve Kabbalah Eidos. Why should there be a din of nimsach of him korv a fossil in the shvu of made of the mikdash? Then einochinami, there won't be a din of nimsach of him korv a fossil. Now, if I go to the Gemara on daf chof tes, where the Gemara tells me a new limud that a sain is fossil and an ayiv is fossil in din. Why can't I learn it from the Yerushalmi's Omer Torah, Haroig Alpi Edim, Haroig Alpi Dayonim? I need it for cases where there's no Kabbalah Seidus. Very simple. In a case where there's no Kabbalah Seidus, there I need a Nuksu, an Oyehev, and a Seine will be possible in Medina Mikvas. In Haidoaz Baldin, it's possible because of the Psul of the Xeris HaKosul and Choftes, but not because there's a halacha of harega pi edim, harega pi dayon. That I have to need. I need the posik of v'hulayiv le'mivakish rosoi, because those won't possible where there's no bezdin of kabbalah seidus. The one problem is chlitza. What do you do with the bezdin of chlitza? The bezdin of chlitza. Why should it be a din of nisach me'am korav posul? So that's what to work with the shitas and rishonim. Very simple. There are some shitas and rishonim who held that you need eidim. And Reb Kiva Eiger had a sofik. He thought originally that in addition to the dayonim, we're sitting, you need two klet to stand as eidim. Eidim liikuva, kind of eidim liikuva of an endover shaberpa. In the end, Rick Vager says that A, it's Eid Nasadayin, and B, even without Eid Nasadayin, the Bezdin can themselves function as Eidin. So their whole sheet is in Rishonim, who maintain the earliest source is probably the Agos Oshri and Yevamos. And the Chuvah Rebbe Kivager is based on the Agos Oshri. But those Rishonim say clearly that a Bezdin of Chlitza is the Tirus Eidus. So you have a din of nimsach of korav posul because even though there's no kabbalah seidus, but they're eidim liikuvah, and eidim liikuvah is also a din of nimsach of korav posul. The ones who disagree that I am aware of are only the Nesivus and Simin Lamizvod, and Reb Chaim on the Rambam. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam holds that chlitza is not a dover sheberve, and you don't need eidim liikuvah. But even for Reb Chaim in the Rambam, that's true as eidim liikuvah. What about for afterwards to know that there was a emaisa chlitza? That's a dover sheberve, and it needs eidus. And the bezdin that sits is the bezdin of chlitza. Once upon a time, wrote a shtar chlitza, and now they do something else. They write a different ksav, but they're also there. Their kavon is to be made afterwards. They came not lemetzi, but lesade. They come lesade to be made on her afterwards that she's really nosay. It's a dover sheberv. So again, you have, even for a chayim, you have a bezdin of kabbalah seidus. The only one that I'm left with a problem is in the sivus. Because the Nesiva says that the Yavam, the Yavamah, have nemonis to say that there was a chlitza. They don't need any aiding, they don't need anything, because it's biyodom. Others say it's not biyodom, the bezdin, whatever the svar is. Nesivus is the only one who says that you don't need aiding. Nesivus, I have a problem. No, so it's connected to Nesivus. But it's true for all the other Rishonim. For all the other Rishonim, this basic svar is a svar only because the bezdin is sitting as a bezdin of Kabbalah Seidus. And it's true, Nims Echot, Korav Apostle is possible only in a bezdin that's a bezdin for Kabbalah Seidus, a bezdin which isn't a bezdin of Kabbalah Seidus, and it's not a bezdin of Eidim Lekiyume like Chlitza for Kveger and the ones he quotes. In those cases, Einochinami, there won't be a din that's himself a Korav Apostle. That's why in the bezdin of Eruah, the bezdin of the chiyuv korban for heiroa of a shigas koris, there's no din in the nisach of korav epostle. It's limited to the bezdin that sits the teira is a bezdin for kabbalah seidus.